When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
To infinity and beyond.
I just love finding new places to wear diamonds.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
There's no place like home.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Well, that means it's time to go behind the scenes of another movie classic.
Did you know there are more people with genius IQs living in China than there are people of any kind living in the United States?
That can't possibly be true.
It is.
What would account for that?
Well, first, an awful lot of people live in China, but here's my question. How do you distinguish yourself in a population of people who all got 1600 on their SATs?
I didn't know they take SATs in China.
They don't. I wasn't talking about China anymore. I was talking about me.
You got a 1600?
Yes. I could sing in an acapella group, but I can't
sing.
Does
that mean you actually got nothing wrong?
I could row crew or invent a $25 PC.
Or you get into a final club?
Or I get into a final club.
You know, from a woman's perspective, sometimes not singing in an acapella group is a good thing.
This is serious.
On the other hand, I do like guys who row crew.
Well, I can't do that.
I was kidding.
Yes, I got nothing wrong in the test.
Have you ever tried?
I'm trying right now.
To row crew?
To get into a final club. To row crew? No, are you like, whatever, delusional?
Maybe it's just sometimes you say two things at once, I'm not sure which one I'm supposed to be aiming at.
But you've seen guys who row crew, right?
No.
Okay, well, they're bigger than me. They're world-class athletes. And a second ago, you said you like guys who row crew, so I assumed you had met one.
I guess I just meant I like the idea of it, you know, the way a girl likes cowboys.
That's a scene from David Fincher's Oscar-winning film The Social Network from 2010. And to tell us all about it, television producer with Mind the Gap Films, Bill Hughes. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
All right, this is recent history.
Yeah, it's recent history. And every day, Facebook keeps evolving. Facebook was only founded in 2003. And this movie came out in 2010. So it was only 7 years old at that stage, and Jesse Eisenberg plays Mark Zuckerberg as the kind of dysfunctional young man who created the thing. But, you know, as of the latest figures last week that came out, he is now, Mark Zuckerberg, the fifth richest man in the world, and all because of Facebook, and all because of that night, that fateful night when he went home in 2003 as a Harvard student and had a fight with his girlfriend, Erica Albright, who dumped him. And he got back and started insulting her on his live journal. And he created a campus website called FaceMash by hacking into the college databases to steal photos of female students and then allowing site visitors to rate their attractiveness. Which kind of tells you how clueless the guy was. And after traffic to the site crashes part of Harvard's computer network, Zuckerberg is put on 6 months of academic probation. But FaceMash, this thing that he has come up with, the popularity attracts the attention of Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss, who are from a very wealthy Ivy League family and who are both champion rowers, and their business partner, Divya Narendra. And they invite Zuckerberg to join them on the Harvard Connection, a thing that they're aimed at, a site that's aimed at dating in Harvard. And but Zuckerberg, meanwhile, because of his blog and what he's already doing, approaches Eduardo Saverin, his friend, who gives him $1,000 to develop a website which morphs into Facebook. And when the Macintoshes or the Winklevosses hear about this, they want to sue him. And then all hell breaks loose because it's all about friendship and betrayal and love and money and greed. All these items play so well.
Well, here we have the second clip. Mark Zuckerberg by now is being sued by the twins who claim that he stole their idea, and here he is being questioned by their lawyer.
Did you know Tyler and Cameron came from a family of means?
A family of means?
Did you know their father was wealthy?
I'm not sure why you're asking me that.
It's not important. You'd be sure why I'm asking.
It's not important to you.
Cy,
did you know that they came from money?
I had no idea whether they came from money or not.
In one of your emails to Mr. Narendra, you referenced Howard Winklevoss's consulting firm.
If you say so.
Howard Winklevoss founded a firm whose assets are in the hundreds of millions. Mm-hmm. You also knew Tyler and Cameron were members of a Harvard final club called the Purcellian.
They pointed that out.
Excuse us for inviting you in.
To the bike room.
Please. So it's safe to say you were aware that my clients had money.
Yes.
Let me tell you why I'm asking. I'm wondering why, if you needed $1,000 for an internet venture, you didn't ask my clients for it. They had demonstrated an interest to you in that kind of thing.
I went to my friend for the money because that's who I wanted to be partners with. Eduardo was the president of the Harvard Investors Association, and he was also my best friend.
Your best friend is suing you for $600 million.
I didn't know that. Tell me more.
Oh, interesting stuff. How did it all pan out, by the way, or is that explored in the movie? Who won?
Well, it is all explored, and obviously because of the success of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg won. The Winklevosses have gone on to become Bitcoin billionaires. They're doing their own thing. Edward Saverin, his friend who was suing him for $600 million, he got money out of Zuckerberg and is now a billionaire in his own right as well, living in Singapore because he has revoked his American citizenship. So it all kind of, money can't buy you love and money can't make you happy, but it's certainly better than being poor. But the whole thing was that this book about these billionaires, these kids, was out, and Aaron Sorkin came upon it. And just reading a draft before it was even published, he said on page 3 that he wanted to make a movie of this, but he wasn't sure how all these students behaved. But he was friends with Natalie Portman, who had just won the Oscar as Best Actress, and she was a student at Harvard. So she had a dinner party at Harvard so that he could hear how first-hand stories about the social life of what it's like to be at Harvard University, so that Aaron Sorkin was able to fully tap into it. And he really embraced it. And then when David Fincher came on board as the director, they went into a room for 3 weeks with the principal cast, and they thrashed out every line of the dialogue as to how it would work, how conversational is it, because there was a fear that the movie could be so technical and so caught up in jargonese and so caught up in legal wrangling that, in fact, it would alienate an audience. So by bringing it down in the, and you can see those masterclasses of writing on YouTube, you can find they had a camera running in the room for the 3 weeks that they were slogging it out. So you can actually be privy to the writing process. And it's quite remarkable. Mm. It's a really good thing to catch up on.
I must watch the movie. I never saw it. Not particularly interested in Facebook because I'm not on it. But I'm definitely going to catch up because it's, as you say, it's all about money and greed and envy and friendship and loss of friendship and all the rest of it. Did it wash its face well?
Oh, God, yeah. It was a huge success. I mean, it took $224 million at the box office on a $40 million budget. So it was quite phenomenal. It was nominated for 7 Oscars. It won 3, the Best Adapted Screenplay, the Best Original Score, and Best Film Editing, because the editing is so tight. And In the Golden Globes, it cleaned up as well. It won Best Picture, Best Director, Best Screenplay, Best Score, the whole lot. And Roger Ebert in Chicago Sun-Times said that David Fincher's film has the rare quality of being not only as smart as its brilliant hero, but in the same way, it is cocksure, impatient, cold, exciting, and instinctively perceptive. So it's really worth the visit. Yeah.
And finally, what did Mark Zuckerberg think of the movie?
Well, he said all along that he wasn't going to go and see it. And then he did. He snuck into a theater with some of his staff. He brought them along to see it. And he later said, despite some of the film's inaccuracies, they got his clothing right. That's the only comment he had to make.
Damning with faint praise. All right. Bill, thank you very much for joining us. Television producer with Mind the Gap Films. Thank you very much.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.